The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
Welcome to a Monday, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Although, I gotta say, it's kind of difficult to have a wonderful weekend when the cops keep shooting unarmed black people. It's just astounding. So I'm looking at two cases today, and it's confusing because in both of these instances, the person shot, the man shot, the black man shot by police was named Brown. So and I think. And I'm trying to figure this out. It looks like both of these happened on Wednesday of last week. First, in the news today, the family of Andrew Brown. Andrew Brown was killed. He was 42 years old. He was shot and killed by police in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Now, the family was supposed to see the body cam video today. Today, Andrew Brown was shot and killed on Wednesday. Why so long? Well, there's some, they say that the body cam video can only be released if there's a court order. So why wasn't there a court order calling for it immediately? So today, it happens to be Monday, and now we're told, so today they were going to do whatever needed to be done to get this video released. So the family went to, I guess, the courthouse, wherever it was they needed to go to see the video, and they were told, well, there's a holdup here. There's a holdup because we need to redact the video. Redact the video? No, this is the family of the man who was killed, who was shot apparently in the back as he ran away. I'm trying to get the information on this killing. What happened? Seven deputies had already been placed on administrative leave. So, you know, something went on there. But yet the police in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, didn't want us to see what went on. So hold on. Let me just pull one thing up. Andrew Brown. What was it? Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Because I want to see what the last thing they're saying is. Because there's another young man named Brown who was, he wasn't killed. He's in critical condition. So here's the latest. Andrew Brown was fatally shot by police in North Carolina last week. Finally, today, after waiting, after being told, well, no, we have to redact some of the video, there are apparently eight cameras that were shooting video that caught the shooting, the killing of Andrew Brown on tape. The family was shown 20 seconds, a 20-second snippet of police body cam footage. By the way, the family's attorney described it as an execution. Of course, what's his name was there? Benjamin Crump, who seems to be the default attorney for the family of any black person who's been killed by police. Benjamin Crump has been around for years. I remember him when I first came back to Florida in the early, like 2003, 2004. And there was a case here in Florida at one of those, like, juvenile offender camps, like a survival camp, a wilderness camp that they had up in northern Florida, where they were, frankly, killing people. And Benjamin Crump was the lawyer there, and I guess that started his empire rolling. Bakari Sellers, I guess, is also representing the family, because he was there today, standing outside of either the police department or the courthouse where the family was supposed to see this video. But here's what CNN is reporting now. Few details and no video have been released publicly about the shooting. In dispatch audio from that day, first responders can be heard saying a man had gunshot wounds to the back. A copy of his death certificate says he died as a result of a gunshot wound to the head. Well, today, after a delay, the Pasquotank, however you pronounce it, county attorney Michael Cox showed Brown's family and attorneys a 20-second clip that the family, that one family attorney, Chantel Cherry Lassiter, said showed an execution. She said the video was 20 seconds long. It shows deputies shot at Brown as he sat in his vehicle with his hands on the steering wheel. Quote, he wasn't reaching for anything. He wasn't touching anything. He wasn't throwing anything around. That was a quote from the attorney. Then it says, her description of it, Brown then put the vehicle in reverse and backed out of the driveway, and police shot at him as he drove off. The vehicle, riddled with bullet holes, then crashed into a tree. This is really sickening. The family's attorneys decried the lack of transparency and disrespect in only showing a short clip from a single deputy's body camera. Around 7 or 8 officers, each presumably equipped with a body camera, were on the scene. And Benjamin Crump said they're trying to hide something. They don't want us to see everything. Bakari Sellers, a Brown family attorney and CNN political analyst, said that the county attorney, Michael Cox, tried to prevent several of the attorneys from viewing the video in the first place. Sellers said, quote, Mr. Cox told me, a grown black man, that he was not fucking going to be bullied. Oh, boy. So, obviously, they are keeping information from the public, from the family, from the attorneys. There is something going on here that is being covered up. So that happened. Now, also on Wednesday, another man in Virginia was shot. Isaiah Brown, and this is why I'm getting them confused. Both were on Wednesday of last week, best I can tell. Both were black men. Andrew Brown, the 42-year-old, was killed, and this is Isaiah Brown. Now, Isaiah Brown is 32, and an unarmed black man, and this is the police in Virginia did finally release the body cam and audio and a 911 audio. Let's see. Brown's family and attorney David Haynes demanded the release of communication between a 911 dispatcher and the deputy who shot him early Wednesday. Haynes said Brown, 32, had a landline house phone in his hand that the deputy thought was a gun. And that, to make matters even worse, the cop knew Isaiah Brown. In fact, an hour earlier, he had given Isaiah Brown a ride home because his car was, I don't know, disabled or something. So, unbelievably, with 10 bullets in him, Isaiah Brown survived. He is in critical condition. He had surgery that removed 2 of the bullets. 8 are left in his body. The deputy had just given him a ride home early Wednesday. He then returned. Apparently, Isaiah Brown got into an argument with his brother, and he's the one who called the police. And he made the mistake of saying something stupid like, I'm going to shoot my brother. But he told the cop, I do not have a gun. It was a stupid thing to say. He obviously didn't mean it. He didn't have a gun. The cop came back and saw Isaiah Brown, walking outside, holding something to his face while he was on the phone with the dispatcher. The deputy warned Brown to drop the gun. He didn't have a gun, and he shot and put 10 bullets into him. This was Spotsylvania County, Virginia. It seems like there's something like this happening every day. It's insane. I'm sorry. And then I spent the better part of the hour before the show watching another video that I wish I hadn't seen. And actually, I should probably show you a little bit of it. If I still have it up here in handy. My computer crashed, so I think everything got closed. I don't know if I still have. Maybe it's better if I don't have it. What I saw was a woman, a 73-year-old woman in Loveland, Colorado. Apparently, this woman, and this happened last June, but a lawsuit was just filed this week. 73-year-old woman named Karen Garner, who has dementia, apparently walked out of a Walmart with a $13.88 item that she hadn't paid for. According to the woman, I was going to pay for it. Her family says she probably just forgot. She's 73 years old and is suffering from dementia. Well, the video begins, and you see Karen Garner walking down the street. She's walking on the side of the road on a grassy area as the cop car pulls up next to her. And the cop gets out, and he starts harassing this old woman, this frail, elderly woman, who maybe was 5 feet tall and apparently weighed all of 80 pounds. When she's like, I'm just going home. And that's, she kept repeating it over and over again, obviously. She didn't know what else to say. She didn't have anything else to say. She was an 80-year-old woman. Suffering from dementia. I do have the video. All right, I'm going to show you a little bit of it. So, and if you're watching a video, we're still not back up on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitch, and we're on Twitter. And the video will be posted to YouTube. We're just not live on YouTube right now. But I'm going to show you some of this video that is just, it's really disturbing. So I want to warn you that it is disturbing. But basically, it starts with this cop pulling up alongside of this woman walking on the side of the road. Hold on, I'm trying to bring it over to get a decent shot here. All right, so here we go. So here's the woman. The cop is in the car, and he's just driving along. Apparently, he got the report that a woman had, shoplifted from Walmart or something. So he pulls up. Let's see. All right. So now, okay. So now he gets out of the car. He sees her walking. This frail woman walking.
Ma'am. Police, stop.
And she turns around.
Lights on, siren. Stop.
She's looking at him. She stopped.
You just left Walmart. Do you need to be arrested right now?
She's walking. She starts walking again. He grabs her hard by the arm. Oh, my God. And he twists her arms behind her back and throws her to the ground.
No, on the ground. Stay on the ground.
This is a 73-year-old woman who's now crying, I'm going home. Now, she doesn't have anything in her hand. She had some flowers in her hand. The $13 item from Walmart was left at Walmart.
After a short struggle, she is now detained.
And this cop is having so much trouble with an 80-pound, 73-year-old woman.
Why did you do that? I told you to stop. You don't get to act this way.
And he grabbed her phone from her and threw it on the ground. This is insane. This is just so horrific. So now she's on the ground. He's still struggling with her. Listen to how out of breath he is. This is a big, burly cop. She's a 73-year-old, 80-pound woman. And he's all winded from subduing her.
Stand up.
I'm not doing anything.
You're resisting, which is not going to fly with me. And before that, you tried to steal from Walmart.
Oh, my God.
They caught you and took the stuff back.
So they took the stuff back. She didn't hurt anyone. Now another cop pulls up on the scene. All right. You get the idea. This goes on and on and on. And then the other cop comes over, and it's a woman. And they, again, throw her down on the ground. Then they hog tie her. Seriously. Yeah, I'm going to show you that part because it's unbelievable. I still can't believe I'm seeing this shit. So let me see if I can pull this up for you. Yeah, here. Okay, so she's down on the ground again. Now they've got her up. Watch this. They're going to hog tie her.
I'm going home.
All she says over and over again is, I'm going home. She just wants to go home.
I'm going home.
Close that.
I'm pushing.
Oh, there we go.
So they try to throw her in the car. You know what? I'm sorry. It's too upsetting. Take my word for it. They hog tie her. Well, apparently they dislocated her shoulder. They broke something. And then later on, there's another part of the video that shows the booking video. So they put her in jail. And then the cops are in the police station in Loveland, Colorado. And I'm not even going to play it for you, but what's so sickening is they have audio. There's like an hour long tape of in the police station after they book her, and they're talking about what happened. And then they start watching the tape of the arrest, the body cam video. The cops are watching it while she's in a cell somewhere, and they start laughing about it. They are laughing about it. I kid you not. They are laughing about it. I won't play this part for you. I can, but I won't. Let me just read to you from the Denver Post. The officers fractured Garner's arm and dislocated her shoulder during the arrest, according to her family. So while they're in the police station, watching the video now, they put it in the machine and they're watching it. The original arresting officer says, "Ready for the pop?" And another officer said, "What popped?" And Hop, this cop, the one who originally arrested her, said, "I think it was her shoulder." And then later on in the video from the booking area, you can also hear him say, "I can't believe I threw a 73-year-old on the ground." And then he said he loved watching the body camera footage of his fight with this old woman. Another, the female cop who was there, said, "I hate this. I hate this. I hate this." And the other cop said, "Oh, I love it. I love watching this." And then they're going on and on. "But it's my favorite show, watching body cam footage. I could watch this all the time." And they're laughing about it. So this footage was just released like last week after her family, Karen Garner's family, filed a federal lawsuit. And now there's national attention on it. The Loveland Police Department placed Hop on administrative leave and reassigned the woman, Jalali, I guess her name, to administrative duties while investigates the accident. The 8th Judicial District Attorney announced last week he will investigate whether the officers broke any criminal laws. You know what? Here's the thing. If they didn't break any laws, then there's a real problem. You know there's a problem. I know there's a problem. There's a real problem when police have to use such horrific force on a frail elderly woman that they have to knock her to the ground. They dislocate her shoulder and they fracture her arm, and then they laugh about it, all because she walked out of a Walmart with a $13 item that she didn't pay for. Something is just not right there. Something doesn't make sense. But this is the world we live in, where not a lot makes sense these days, frankly. Just so much doesn't make sense. I mean, the whole, hearing people that are refusing to get the COVID vaccine. I know I'm going from one thing to another here. We started off with police brutality and police shooting to black men again, because it keeps happening over and over again. But now we know they'll do it to a 73-year-old, 80-pound white woman, too. So maybe it's a problem with the police. It's not only racism, although believe me, that is a big part of it. It's also these fucking cops are on a power trip. Too many of them take steroids because they have what, Napoleon complex, and they're short and like Derek Chauvin apparently was 140 pounds. Derek Chauvin wasn't a big burly man, so he had to use his gun and his police status to take advantage of people who he could exert his power over. I'm sick of it. All right, there's somebody on the line from the 970 area code. Who's this?
This is Mike from Fort Collins.
Hey, Mike. Oh, so you're in Colorado. What is Loveland, Colorado like? What happened here?
Well, I mean, I live in Fort Collins, and it's just up the highway from Loveland.
Yeah.
And you know, I never really thought that the Loveland cops were like that. My wife has the same thing that this woman had, who got beat up in Loveland. It's asphyxia.
Uh-huh.
And her neurologist is in Loveland, and I'm scared to death that she has to drive down there next week for an appointment.
I'm blame her.
I'm scared to death the same thing is going to happen to her. And here's another kicker for you. Just today in the Denver Post, they posted, and I get the post electronically.
Uh-huh.
They posted a video of these guys laughing.
Yes, I was just talking about that. I watched the video of them, you know, tackling her and breaking her arm, and then I went through that whole other video to get to the part where they laughed about it. And he talked about the cop, Hop, or whatever his name was, talked about whatchamacallit, you know, loving watching these videos and how, it's his favorite TV show. And, it's really funny. Not funny.
Is this the one inside the station?
Yes, that's the one inside the station.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, what was that paw pull? That was her arm.
That was her shoulder.
I'm such a great guy.
Yeah. Right? And nothing would have been done if this family hadn't filed a lawsuit. We wouldn't know any of this happened.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it goes
and
back
I also,
to.
And I.
I'm sorry. You know.
And I also kind of blame the East Loveland Walmart. They could have just taken the thing from her, realized she's not completely there mentally.
Right.
And, you know.
Yep, and
taking stuff from her and she walked away.
Exactly, and they did. She didn't have any stolen property on her when the cop tackled her to the ground and dislocated her shoulder and broke her arm. They had taken the $13 item before she left the store. She had flowers that she had picked on the walk home.
Exactly, and somebody with us does not respond like a dog in a in an Ed Sullivan dog act.
Yep. I know.
I mean, I'm trying. I have trouble communicating with my wife.
Mm-mm, I'm so
because
sorry.
Because of this.
Yep.
This thing. Well, that's and it will eventually lead to dementia. And she carries a little card that says, you know, if she gets pulled over for running a stop sign, that she can pull out and say, this is what I have.
Oh, my God. You know what? And let me tell you something. It's not only, I get that, that was in Loveland, Colorado, but it's anywhere you go. You know, on Friday,
I
played when I took a day off Wednesday last week, played the show when I got arrested 10 years ago. Well, today is the anniversary of my arrest. So they brutalized me in jail. I mean, I was mistreated and I was maced for no good reason. And now on Facebook, listener Sandy writes, I was pulled over near my daughter's house in Buffalo in 2018. I was body searched twice, put in the back of the cop car while they ripped apart my pickup truck, and they planted a glass pipe in my truck that was not mine. They had profiled me as a drug buyer because my daughter lives in an urban neighborhood. They couldn't arrest me, and the cop walked me over to the sewer and stepped on the pipe. I was on my way to my fucking lawyer's office. I think they knew I would sue them, so they let me go. You know, we hear stories about this all the time. It's just, it's time that we say enough is enough. Yep.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, one thing that the Fort Collins Police Department doesn't want to, the name that they don't want to hear you mention is a guy by the name of Tim Masters.
Tim Masters? Who's Tim Masters?
Well, there was a murder here. Look up Tim Masters or the Peggy Hedrick murder.
Okay.
I mean, they completely, and this has been back in the 80s, they completely they completely shut down any. They concentrated on a 14-year-old kid mm-hmm. as being a murderer, and they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear that.
Yep.
You know, when you mention that to them, they just kind of cringe because, you know, the prosecutors became judges, and then when the people in this area found out what they did, they were voted back out of office like a 75%, 75 to 25%, you know, being removed from office.
Right.
So I mean, this is stuff that goes on all the time, and this is not anything new.
No, it's not new. But this is the thing: we need to be out there anytime you come upon. You know, the guy. There was a guy who pulled over who saw the way this hop guy was treating this 73-year-old woman, a black guy, and he pulled over and he's like, "What the hell's going on? What are you doing?" And they tried to tell him how she was resisting arrest and they had to treat her like that, and he wound up driving off. But it was you know. Four cops talking to this guy, telling him their side of the story, and eventually, you know, they made him go away. I'm glad she has family who's suing.
Yep. I called her attorney and said, you know, I hope that she gets everything she has coming to her, and she should get that card that my wife carries.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
But anyway, that's. No problem.
I hope your wife is okay. Take care. And, you know, think about getting, you know, they have fairly inexpensive dash cams now that you can get and put in your car, because I think we all should have proof of what happens anytime we have an encounter with a police officer.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call.
Take care, Nicole.
You too.
You have yourself a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. So, so I did mention it was 10 years ago today that I was arrested. And it just so happens that 10 years ago yesterday, our next guest was actually my guest. So I'll tell you what, let's bring him in and then we'll do a little blast from the past. But hey, everybody, Dave's here.
Olson Johnson is right. I say we stay and fight it out.
Dr. Samuel Johnson's right about Olson Johnson's being right. And I'm not giving up my ice cream parlor that I built with these two hands for nothing or nobody.
Howard Johnson is right.
The latest in a long line of Johnsons who were right. Correct. It's Dave Johnson on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Hey, Dave Johnson. Oh, there you are. I didn't. There you are. You sound very muffled. You're just very laid back today.
I don't know. Let me try. Does that help?
Yeah, that's a little better.
That's so clever.
So clever. So,
I was going to bring my Ed Sullivan dog act, but then I didn't.
That's good, because today, honestly, I started off on this, just reading all this shit about these two men again being shot by police. One is in critical condition, still has 8 bullets in his body. 2 were removed surgically. This after the cop who shot him is the one who drove him home a couple of hours earlier. There was no reason for this. He had a phone to his head, and the cop, and you hear on the radio, the cop says that he's got a gun to his head. He didn't have a gun. He had a telephone, and at least he's still alive, although it's not sounding too great. And then the other guy also, with the name Brown, which is why I got them confused, Andrew Brown, is dead because, again, a cop killed him. And then this 73-year-old white woman, I just saw a video of her being pushed to the ground and brutalized by these cops. And now I find out they dislocated her shoulder and they broke her arm. And, oh, my God. And then they were laughing about it. This is, you know, cops, I'm sorry, do not have a license to kill or to decide your guilt or innocence. We have a real problem with policing. And Dave Johnson, I've been, I've been very critical of the framing of the argument to defund the police or abolish the police, because I think it's stupid framing. But my God, we got to do something.
Yeah, the policing is out of control. I think what's happening is we've now had how many years of Fox News and those kind of outlets telling police that they're the victims.
Right.
They're victims, and everybody's out. You know, that's what they do, these outlets. And police, you know, they're getting all, well, they can't do it, they can't do it. And they're probably just primed, you know, they can't tell me not to protect myself. And I'm sure some of them are looking for opportunities to you know, not let themselves be a victim or whatever.
Right.
You know, that's how these things work.
And if you heard these cops yucking it up over, oh, here comes the pop. Listen for the pop. And the other guy says, what was the pop? I think it was her shoulder. Really? You're sadist? You a big, burly young man? This is a 73-year-old, 80-pound woman.
That's right. Oh, it's just getting so bad, so bad.
Horrible.
You know, I call it a Fox News problem, really, because there's these outlets, Fox and Limbaugh's dead.
Yep, thank God.
Yep.
Sometimes,
and,
you know.
But there's so many of them, and it's this whole, it's really a grift. But the victimization, you know, the whole psychological manipulation propaganda. And then when you talk to people that are in that universe, they have no clue what's really going on in the world. And they have this whole imagined, you know, about the red meat thing.
Yes. Okay. So they're screaming that Joe Biden's Green New Deal, which there isn't a Green New Deal, it's his infrastructure plan, but okay, will limit the amount of red meat you can eat. That is just pure and simple
bullshit.
It does not exist. It's not there. It's
bullshit.
It's just, no, they make shit up.
Remember a few years ago, and all the Republicans were saying that there was some secret United Nations army was getting ready to invade Texas, and they had marked the back of all the speed limit signs to give them all, you know, there's this whole, what was it? 'Cause there was some name for it, but the governor of Texas jumped on board and activated the National Guard.
Oh my God.
I mean, do you remember that?
No, I honestly don't remember that because I don't watch Fox.
Somebody remember it. The chat room.
I'll look in the chat room.
I mean, they have these things that they come up with. You know, we were supposed to hate, who are we supposed to hate right now? I forget. We were supposed to hate, Maxine Waters last week.
Oh, well, of course, Maxine Waters, but okay, now.
Someone you're supposed to hate.
American, Native Americans. Native Americans.
But then you talk to them and they don't know what's going on in the news. They don't know about Matt Gaetz because Fox News
doesn't talk
will
about
not
it.
Report. Well, you know, it's this, and it's this serious, serious problem to the country that we have this. How can democracy survive when there's funded with billions of dollars in anti-democracy propaganda apparatus out there that has to come up every day with some new wild ass thing, like you're not going to be, they're going to come to your house and take your hamburgers. And, right. And they're saying that.
I know.
And then these people are all conditioned to, I mean, what if somebody walked up to you and said that, you know?
I'd laugh at them because it's ridiculous. Now, I've voluntarily given up the hamburgers.
But they're in this whole network of and the Green New Deal, by the way, is 23 or is it $32 trillion, or, you know,
who knows? Because it's like, okay, it's not Fox.
I was trying to explain. Go ahead.
It's not Fox, but
your original source for fake news, Fox News.
We make shit up. That's them. That's what they do.
I was talking to somebody online about modern monetary theory.
Yes.
I won't get into it, but I was explaining that the idea is that the Congress, instead of hoping that their spending won't cause inflation and therefore not spending enough on our needs, you know, and then if there is inflation, they have to get everybody up, lay everybody off, do these things and lay everybody off and all these things they do. Instead of that, the Congress should just look at their spending proposals and see if it'll cause inflation and then do the things to prevent it from causing inflation. Like if you're going to build like China did 24,000 miles of high speed rail, which they did, then increase steel capacity first.
Right.
You know? And then you got the steel there so you can spend on steel and you won't have inflation. And then they don't need to fight inflation later. And he says, but that's the USSR. And Biden is a communist, and so what this is all about? That we're planning to manage the whole economy in a communist state? And he's like springs coming out of his head like a clock that broke.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
What is going on?
They've lost their minds. Look, I've never been a fan of Republicans since I've been old enough to understand the difference. But I don't recall them ever being this awful. And they've been pretty fucking awful in my lifetime.
I guess you weren't around when Clinton was president, because you didn't know that Vince Foster was killed by Hillary Clinton.
Bill Clinton was
running a cocaine operation out of an airport in Arkansas. No, they've been like this.
I guess so.
Remember Dr. Strangelove and the precious bodily fluids guy? That was that was based on these clowns, what, 60? Yeah,
I don't know.
They've been doing it. Sarah Palin.
Oh, yes.
That's a long time ago now. She had John Birch Society books on her desk.
That's true. Yeah, I know. I guess, you know, the memory plays tricks on us, and they've always been horrible. I just think they're more heinous now. They lie with more impunity. They will look at you and say, you know, the sky is green and the earth is flat.
Yeah,
and they will argue it to the death.
The elected Republicans are God, I was thinking about Earth Day. There was a guy who was a congressman near me named Pete McCloskey.
Okay.
And he actually, if you're old, you remember that he actually ran against Nixon in the primary the second time because he thought Nixon was so bad. Well, Pete McCloskey started Earth Day.
Oh.
That was a Republican.
Okay.
So, there have been sane Republicans.
Yep.
But the base keep getting stirred up. When Nixon's policy was to get the racist Southerners into the Republican Party, they called it the Southern Strategy.
Yep.
And since then, I said, because I saw somebody praising George W. Bush.
Oh, God. Michelle Obama?
If we don't pass the For the People Act, which bans gerrymandering and a bunch of other things, and then Republicans will take the House.
Right.
In 2022, and then the voter suppression, Republicans will take the presidency in 2024. We're going to get a Republican that makes us look back fondly on Donald Trump.
And let me just tell you something. There is breaking news today that shows that's where we're headed.
Yes,
if you didn't already know it, you should have, because we've been screaming about this for years now. But the census, which so many people are like, I'm not telling the government anything. Well, thank you, or I should say fuck you very much, because the initial reporting of the census is out starting today. Texas will gain 2 congressional seats, while a number of Northeast and Midwest states will see their delegations shrink.
Right.
Let's see, based on the 2020 census, a decades-long shift of political power from the Rust Belt to the Sun Belt. California saw its population growth slow enough that it lost a House seat for the first time. Texas will elect 2 more. Other states that will add more: Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon. 7 states each lost a seat other than California. They are Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. We lost the House. We just lost the House without a single vote being cast.
On top of that, the Republican states will gerrymander that. Texas could well have 50-50 on the number of people they send to Congress. Wisconsin, the state vote for Democrats is very high, much higher than 50%.
Yep.
But the representation of Wisconsin in the Wisconsin legislature and in the Congress is something like 60%, maybe more Republican.
Same thing here.
Several
in Florida.
States are doing that.
In Florida, we have more registered Democrats than we do Republicans. And already it's top heavy. Our legislature, our executive branch in the state of Florida, all controlled by Republicans. They control the more congressional seats. And with this, they're going to get more, and they will continue gerrymandering it. That's why it was so important that in 2020 we win local elections and the Democrats blew it.
Right. You can have a state and you can have an election for the legislature and you can get 60% Democratic votes for legislators and end up with 60-70% of the legislators being Republican. And the same deal is what they sent to the House of Representatives.
Yep.
We have minority control. It's engineered, and that's through gerrymandering. And this census is bad. If nothing happens, if nothing changes, Republicans will, no matter what, control the House in 2022.
And they'll probably take back the Senate, too. And this is what we're up against. So anything that Joe Biden and the Democrats are going to get done, they don't have much time. Because come, you know, January 2023, after the November 2022 elections, we're fucked. And we're fucked because we came out and voted for Joe Biden. Great, we got rid of Trump. But idiots still voted for Republicans down ballot. I'm astounded by this. And this census, which was done, such as it was, during the Trump reign, was sabotaged from the beginning. They didn't want an accurate census. They did everything they could to make it not reliable, not accurate. Certainly didn't try to convince people to participate, because that's how you get representation. They did everything to discourage people from doing it, and we're stuck with this for 10 years. Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Yes. Great. Oh, we're so screwed. And I'll tell you something. By the time the 2030 census is done, it's too late for me.
So what do we do? So the thing we can do, of course, is if the Senate passes the For the People Act, we talked about that last time.
Yes, we did.
And if enough people vote, but it's... This, how do we deal with the information systems, aside from everybody listening to the Nicole Show, which I know they all do
They do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
I don't know.
What do we do? Yes. You know, I mean, we got organized. We went there. We voted Democrat. We got majority of the House, majority of the Senate. We got Biden.
Yep.
And it's so hard.
Yeah, and we can't keep it. And I don't understand why. I just don't get it. It seems like we're just constantly playing catch up. We're constantly trying to help people to do what's best for them. And yet they continue to vote against their own best interests. And they buy the bullshit and they believe the liars. I'm just blown away. Dave Johnson, did you hear the latest from Rick Santorum? You know, this is another part of the problem because
CNN's own Rick Santorum.
CNN's own Rick Santorum. You know, this is what gets me, because we have, this news network that thinks that people want to hear from former senators and congressmen, people who lost their reelection bids.
Only former Republicans are corporate Dems.
Right. Exactly. Right. And again, these people lost because they lost. This clip is like 2 minutes long. I just certainly don't want to play the whole thing. Let me cue it in a little bit and let people hear the genius. I say that facetiously, that came out of Rick Santorum's pie hole. This is just astounding. All right, here we go. I'm cueing it into the middle.
But not us. We came here and created a blank slate. We
America.
Birthed a nation.
We birthed a nation.
From nothing. I mean,
from
there's
nothing.
Nothing here. I mean, yes, we have Native Americans, but but candidly, that there isn't much Native American culture in American culture. It was born of the people who came here pursuing religious liberty to practice their faith.
Okay, enough. There was nothing here. I mean, there were Native Americans, but there's no culture, Native American culture in America.
Do you know why we have a House and a Senate? Bicameral legislature?
Yeah, why?
Because that's what the Iroquois did. That's where we got the idea
really?
From, because they had a bicameral legislature.
Uh-huh.
So they could work this out. For example.
Ay.
Yeah. That's what they're doing much more openly now. You were saying earlier, is the full-on white supremacy that then the anti-democracy, and the anti-democracy is based on saying that white European culture is superior and we shouldn't let anyone else be in the in power,
right,
in making decisions, and that democracy doesn't work either. That's the whole maker taker, is because if you let people vote, then they'll just take what they want from the rich.
Well,
and here we are. I mean, we have an entire political party that has now turned openly against democracy.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's just astounding. So, Dave Johnson, I didn't plan this way when I invited you to join me this way. Actually, I invited you on last week and you couldn't make it because, you know, you had to have all that extensive dental work done.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Okay. So anyway, it just is a coincidence that you happen to be here today, which is the 10th anniversary of my arrest and my mistreatment by the Fort Lauderdale police and the Broward Sheriff's Office, who are the ones who man the Broward County Jail.
I remember.
So that day on the 26th of, it was actually the 25th, actually, it was the day before, I had filled in for Randy Rhodes. It was a Monday and Tuesday. I did her show both days. But on the 25th, which was a Monday, you were my guest. And let's just have a little go spin in the Wayback Machine for a moment here.
All right. I'm Nicole Sandler of RadioOrNot.com in for Randy today. And still with me on the line is Dave Johnson. He's a fellow with the Campaign for America's Future.
Fellow.
And we're talking about the fact that as Congress is on recess this week, a lot of our members, our representatives, are having town hall meetings.
Oh.
And so it might be a good time to go and challenge them on their vote, the way they voted on this Paul Ryan plan. They voted right before they went on break, and every single Republican except for four of them voted for it. And basically what they voted to do is kill Medicare, to privatize and make it turn Medicare into a voucher program.
Last week, the entire Republican caucus in the House of Representatives voted for this. It's a resolution, and from the resolution, then they actually organized the formal budget. So don't worry, it isn't the law yet.
Yeah.
But in that budget, they did some amazing things. And first of all, they cut taxes on the rich, okay? They cut taxes on the rich again, a bunch of corporations.
Yes, they did.
The big one that's getting out there, and, it, you know, I talk to older people.
You talk
scared.
To older people, Dave.
The big one that's out there is that they are actually taking Medicare away and turning it into a plan where they're going to give you a voucher,
a $15,000 voucher. That you, with that, you're supposed to be able to buy health insurance. Now,
right. I'd like to see somebody over 65 try to buy health insurance at any price. But
tell me about it.
Oh, and $15,000 isn't going to cover it.
Trust
me. But so that's what they did last week. They actually passed this, and it's kind of a secret. You know, the press isn't really reporting this.
Anyway, so we went on, we talked, and we did sort of a role-playing thing because we were saying, so they're all on recess. This is the time. Go to the town hall meetings and confront your member of Congress. And so we gamed out what I was going to say, and I did, and we know what happened to me.
Yeah,
but that was the time when there were a lot of those happening, you know, and nothing has changed. They're still trying. First of all, they still haven't come up with a plan to replace Obamacare with, right? To replace Medicare with. They haven't done anything constructive. I'm sorry, what?
Trump said he'd have it in 2 weeks.
Of course. Well, it was 2 weeks and then 2 weeks and 2 weeks, and we still never got the plan that we were going to have in 2 weeks. Nothing. They've never done anything except still try to take our health care away. Thankfully, that didn't happen. And now, you know, we've got, what, another year maybe to get something done? And then what happens? They come into power and take it away again?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Dave Johnson, I'm so glad I invited you on today. What?
10 years. I sounded old then.
Yes. You know, there's other breaking news today as well. Merrick Garland announced that the Department of Justice is going to investigate policing practices in Louisville, which is good because
Breonna Taylor,
we've learned, you know, what they told us was that the grand jury that declined to indict the cops who killed her they were never presented with a case. They were never presented with an argument to indict those cops. Nothing was ever presented to the grand jury. So now Merrick Garland says we're going to investigate policing practices in Louisville. So the whole police department
that in Minneapolis, they weren't going to indict Chauvin. So the attorney general, Keith Ellison, stepped in.
That's right.
Same thing.
Yep. So that's good. But then here's the downside. The Supreme Court, with its new 6-3 makeup, announced today that they will hear a Second Amendment case challenging New York's restrictions on concealed carry. So they are going right for the heart of it.
Yeah.
This
they're going to say anybody can carry a gun concealed.
Oh my God.
It's bad enough now.
So at a time when our gun violence is out of control, we have mass shootings every fucking day of the week.
Right.
They're looking for a way to make sure a gun in every pocket. Forget about a chicken in every pot, a gun in every pocket.
Oh, yeah. They're also going to gut all of the campaign financing. That was another one there.
Oh, my God.
The reason I'm squirming like this is because I'm sitting in a little tiny chair on purpose. Because I'm getting ready, because I'm vaccinated, that I'll be able to fly again. So.
Oh, you're going to fly? Where are you going?
Well, I don't know yet. So I'm sitting in a little tiny chair, and I didn't want to get two large people squeezed on each side of me, but that's what's going on.
I see. So you're just practicing.
Yeah. Okay. Nicole, I wrote a post.
You did?
Me.
Oh, my God.
It's been a long time.
At seeingtheforest.com? At seeingtheforest.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you what it is.
Please.
For many years, I think I started in 2005, I wrote a post almost every day that was called Today's Housing Bubble Post.
Oh, okay.
And I was warning that there was a big housing bubble, and there was a big problem, and something's wrong, and the banks are giving people loans, huge loans, when they don't have any income. And, you know, it got worse and worse and worse, and I wrote about it and wrote about it and wrote about it, and I think we all know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
we're headed there again. Is that what you're about to say?
Today I posted, it's called Today's Commercial Bubble, Commercial Real Estate Bubble.
Ah, okay.
And I'm starting to hear more and more about this. And The Intercept had a big story the other day, which I quote, about commercial real estate.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing. Okay. Now, what do you think office buildings are worth right now?
I would think
retail is worth, or malls.
I would think they'd be discounted now because so many people got used to working from home and don't want to be in big buildings.
So here's the racket. The lenders are packaging up loans into bonds and selling them to pension funds and other things that are looking for higher yield. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it's exactly what they did with the mortgage-backed securities.
And what happens is if you're a bank and you've given out a loan, you're responsible. So you make sure that they have the income to pay off the loan and things like that.
Right.
Because you're going to lose money. But if you package up those loans and sell them to someone else and misrepresent them as being solid, the risk is gone from you. The risk is now with them because you sold the loan for a profit.
Right.
They have all the risk. You have all the money.
And meanwhile, these are buildings that are failing because businesses don't have tenants anymore because everybody wants to work from home now.
Yeah, that's happening.
Oh,
and they're saying that commercial real estate is doing really well, high cash flow.
Oh, please.
If you look at an office building and you're wondering, why aren't they lowering the rent? Or a commercial building like downtown where I am, there's a cost plus moved out and they're not renting out that space and it's not lowering the rent. And the reason is because they can say that this place brings in this much rent it's rented and that the cash flow is excellent. Okay. And then they're misstating their cash flow. The banks are accepting this. The offices are doing the same thing and they're selling off the loans and bundling them up and it's huge numbers again. And it's early, but you're going to hear more and more about this. And so I'm going to start writing today's commercial real estate.
Cool. But you know what? The housing market is also going to be in a bubble because prices have exploded. Apparently, it is a seller's market. I know because I don't talk about it much, but, you know, we lost our house. We're only here because the settlement money that we got, we put back into it to say, let us stay, because with this pandemic, we can't go out and look for a place to live. So the settlement money we got, I haven't talked about it in a long time, but yeah, we were foreclosed on. So the settlement money we got from them to leave, we turned around and gave back to them, and allegedly we can stay through the end of June.
Okay.
They want us out because the house housing values have exploded, so they could get a lot of money for this property now.
Evictions are coming, but because nobody's because of the pandemic, nobody wants to sell their house because they got to go somewhere else.
And you can't afford anything.
All the houses are going to be for sale, and it's going to go wump also. Yes.
Well, right now, everything is, you know, they're saying, if you see a place you like, you need to make a decision on the spot and put in an offer because the next person will. It's like that crazy. So we're going to have to leave in a couple of months, and who knows where we're going to go.
After the last financial crisis from selling fraudulent loans.
Yes.
Who got prosecuted? Who was held accountable? What happened?
Nobody.
No, nobody, nothing.
Nobody.
And they got rich. The people who did it got really
rich.
Yes,
they did. And they got bailed out, but the people who lost their homes got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They got nothing. But also then the banks that should have lost the money got bailed out.
Yes, they exactly. Yes. They got bailed out.
So, of course they're doing it again.
Yep.
So here we are.
Wow.
That's, I wrote a post.
Yep.
And you'll be hearing more about that. And I wanted to bring that to people's attention.
I'm very glad. And so you can read Dave's post at seeingtheforest.com. And if you want to hear more about modern monetary theory, what Stephanie Kelton always talks to us about, wecanhavenicethings.com is the other website.
Yes.
Yes.
Both of those are sites of mine. The other one's with Sherry Resin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So. The wecanhavenicethings.com.
So I actually wrote a post. It's good.
Cool.
It's good.
So, but on a subject
that once is in a while nowadays. Yeah.
That's good. So, what else are you doing in your spare time?
I told you so. I couldn't just do that. But actually, this is an I told you so post. And I'm telling you again.
That was an evil maniacal laugh.
So commercial real estate short.
Somebody, Sandy in the chat room asked, does Dave know Steve Grumbine? I don't know why you would know Steve Grumbine, I don't know.
Does that name ring a bell?
I don't know the name. She didn't put any qualifying information in there either, so I don't know. So let's talk about this other thing that's really bugging me now, the COVID vaccine. You got vaccinated. I got vaccinated. We're being responsible. I stayed home for fucking 13 months. I mean, come on already. And now people are going, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated. You're vaccinated. Why do I need to get vaccinated?
Because they could die.
Hello.
Because if you get COVID, if you get a mild case of COVID,
you
still have long-term possible disability problems from it. It affects your neurology. It affects your veins. It affects your heart.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the long COVID affects all of those things and there are people who had very mild cases and then the long COVID hits them and they've died.
That's right. And for example, if you had chicken pox as a kid, let's have a chicken pox party for our kids. You get shingles later.
That's right.
Shingles is not good.
No.
Polio comes back.
Well, the measles came back because people didn't vaccinate their kids. Measles came back. They were eradicated, and they're back.
Yeah. You know what we need to do? I'm going to tell you what we need to do.
What do we need to do?
Tell them that the virus, it is Chinese. It's little Chinese radio transmitters, and they all go all through your body, and they receive signals, too, that take over your brain. That's what the virus does. And the vaccine, this is true.
Okay.
This is true. The vaccine is made from Trump blood. So get the vaccine. It's Trump blood.
You're talking to the wrong, you got the wrong audience here. My listeners don't do that stuff. You could go on Fox or Newsmax or OANN and do what?
Tell your grandparents, tell your uncles, tell your cousins in Texas.
Your crazy Uncle Dave. Yeah.
The vaccines are Trump blood. It's true. I'm trying to get on a Fox slot.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, just make outrageous shit up like that and they will put you on the air. They'll make you the next Dr. Scott Atlas.
You get money.
Yes, and they pay you for
Trumpler.
That.
Trumpler.
Oh, yeah. I still think I'm going to go back to my old idea of finding an island somewhere. Well, but the islands are going to be underwater soon. So we need a mountainous island where we can go to higher elevation and just bring the people we want and start our own new world.
That's right.
It's a brand new world. Okay. Dave Johnson, again, read his post at seeingtheforest.com and follow him on Twitter at DC Johnson. Thank you, Dave Johnson. 10 years ago to today, the magic's still there.
I didn't egg you on to get arrested this time.
No, thank you. Well, it's not going to work this time. Right. Fool me once, shame. Fool me. Can't get fooled again. Can't get fooled again. Thank you, Dave Johnson.
Sure.
See you next time.
Next time.
Bye. All right. I'm going to leave everybody with today's What's News because, you know, I record it every morning. You may as well hear it. And I'll see you tomorrow with Desi Doyen. Bye. I read the news
today. It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today in India, where they reported a global record for new coronavirus cases for the fifth straight day on Monday, with 352,991 new confirmed infections over a 24-hour period. The United States is moving immediately to send India new materials it needs to produce vaccines. The Biden administration is also sending India medical equipment, including ventilators, PPE, and rapid diagnostic tests. Dr. Anthony Fauci said the U.S. is also considering sending millions of doses of surplus AstraZeneca vaccine to India. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the Sunday New York Times that fully vaccinated American tourists would be able to visit the European Union this summer. The EU shut down non-essential travel from most countries just over a year ago in a bid to curb the spread of the coronavirus. U.S. and EU authorities are conducting advanced talks on the use of vaccine certificates to confirm visitors' immunity. Diplomats from European countries that depend heavily on tourism have argued that progress on vaccinations, rather than current caseloads, should be used to determine whether a country is safe. But more than 5 million people in the U.S. have failed to get their second dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer coronavirus vaccines. This according to new data released by the CDC on Sunday. That amounts to nearly 8% of the 140 million people who've already received at least one dose of the vaccine in the U.S. Some people have reported that they showed up for their second shots at pharmacies like Walgreens, but were told that they were out of the appropriate vaccine. So go back. Get that second shot. Okay? Okay. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on Sunday said he would support a pared-down infrastructure plan, suggesting breaking President Biden's proposed $2 trillion package into smaller packages. Manchin also said he did not support trying to pass the package without Republican support through reconciliation, but did say that a smaller infrastructure plan proposed by Republicans was a, quote, good start. The International Climate Summit, hosted by President Biden, wrapped up on Friday, with the United States pledging to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels while helping other countries do the same by doubling climate finance for developing countries to $5.7 billion a year. As to whether any good comes out of this summit, well, history will decide that. On one hand, China's President Xi Jinping attended and pledged to phase out coal projects and said that Beijing is willing to work with Washington on climate issues despite tensions between the two governments. But analysts were less excited about the fact that afterwards, China's foreign minister indicated such a partnership is conditions-based. Meanwhile, Australia, India, Indonesia, Mexico, and Russia all didn't make any new promises to cut down on fossil fuels. Brazil's president Bolsonaro promised to double funds to curb deforestation, but then approved a cut to the environmental ministry a day later. Sheriff Tommy Wooten of Pasquotank, North Carolina, said on Sunday that his office would file to have a judge release body camera footage of deputies fatally shooting another black man, Andrew Brown Jr., last week, as long as the state authorities say that won't compromise their investigation. Huh? The shooting occurred as deputies served warrants in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where seven deputies have been placed on administrative leave. Brown, a father of seven, was shot in the back as he ran away. Allegedly, the body cam footage can't be released without a court order. And we're all standing here saying, well, what are you waiting for? So that was Andrew Brown Jr. of North Carolina. No relation, as far as we know, to Isaiah Brown, a 32-year-old unarmed black man who was shot by police Wednesday in Virginia. Body camera footage and 911 audio of that shooting has just been released. Brown survived the shooting, which involved more than six rounds, and is reportedly being treated at a local hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The deputy who shot Brown had just given him a ride home earlier Wednesday. After Brown arrived, he dialed 911 during an argument with his brother. While on the line with the dispatcher, he reportedly asked his brother for a gun and told the dispatcher he was about to kill his brother. The deputy returned and saw Brown walking outside, reportedly mistook the phone he was speaking into for a gun, reportedly warned Brown to drop the gun multiple times before shooting. It wasn't a gun. It was a phone. So these incidents, along with last week's police shooting of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant in Columbus, Ohio, are casting even more scrutiny on police practices at a time when calls for police reform are growing through the country. Capitol Hill lawmakers are expressing optimism that bipartisan cooperation on a police reform bill may lead to real results. Well, the date is June 16th. That's when former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced. Chauvin, of course, was convicted on Tuesday on murder and manslaughter charges in the killing of George Floyd. Chauvin, who could face 40 years in prison, is being held in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day as he awaits his sentencing. So President Biden on Saturday became the first president in 40 years to call the mass killings of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire in 1915 a genocide. While addressing Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, Biden said, quote, "The American people honor all those Armenians who perished in the genocide that began 106 years ago today." The statement fulfilled a campaign promise Biden made to Armenian Americans. Biden had warned President Erdogan of Turkey of his plan to make this announcement beforehand, but Turkey still officially condemned the statement. And I wonder when our government will admit to the genocide of Native Americans. Just asking. And finally, the first 2020 census results will be released on Monday at 3 Eastern during a press conference. This will include the state population numbers used to reallocate House seats and Electoral College votes. Redistricting data still to come. That's expected by August 16th. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.